Businesses picked up the pace of hiring in July, adding 207,000 jobs to their payrolls. A new report from the Labor Department also shows the unemployment rate holding steady at 5%. There was solid job growth in just about every area of the economy last month, except one, manufacturing. As NPR's Jack Spear reports, there were even optimistic signs there.
This morning's report shows an economy that has remained resilient despite high oil prices and large trade and budget deficits. Through the first 7 months of the year, U.S. businesses have added jobs at a rate of 191,000 a month, something just about all economists agree is solid growth.
Right now, the economy is clearly in a nice sweet spot.
Bernard Baumel is executive director of the Economic Outlook Group. He says in addition to strong jobs growth, worker wages were also up in July. Average hourly earnings rose 0.4%, another sign things are picking up.
This is really very good news. You know, we're seeing businesses continue to invest in labor. They are investing in inventories. They're investing in capital goods.
But while there were sizable job gains last month in retail, healthcare, and financial services, one area, manufacturing, continued to disappoint. That sector lost 4,000 jobs in July. David Huther is chief economist with the National Association of Manufacturers. He says that's in large part because companies are still finding ways to produce more with fewer workers.
The one thing that has differentiated the manufacturing sector from a lot of the other sectors is there's been very, very strong growth in productivity in the area of, you know, 5% a year. There is not a demand or a need to increase employment.
But there are some economists who believe the problems in manufacturing go beyond just gains in productivity. Jared Bernstein is with the Liberal Economic Policy Institute. He thinks there are other reasons for the downturn.
It's not rocket science. We're simply importing far more manufacturing goods than we export. And our manufacturing sector, which I would say has really been ignored by policymakers for years, is suffering competitively under these kinds of international pressures.
But while that may be true for some manufacturing firms, it is not true for all of them. Construction equipment maker Caterpillar, for example, reported a 34% jump in second quarter profits, largely due to strong demand in the U.S. and abroad. And in recent months, factory employment in some areas has started to rebound. National Association of Manufacturers economist David Huther thinks for that reason, even the manufacturing sector may start to see a hiring pickup in the months ahead.
Businesses are beginning again to invest in product and equipment. And as a result, we're going to see, I think, stronger manufacturing production in the second half of the year. I think that's going to translate into some modest gains in employment. I don't think we're going to see enormous gains in manufacturing employment, but we could see gains in the area of, say, 10 to 20,000 a month.
Much of the weakness in manufacturing last month was confined to the automotive sector, which continues to grapple with excess capacity. In addition to the fairly strong jobs numbers for July, the government also revised upwards its job growth figures for May and June by a total of 42,000. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.